Welcome to topic 7, where we'll discuss the pre-competition factors that are distinctive of champions. In pre-competition activities, champions display a large number of common behaviours that transcend the requirements of particular sports. On the other hand, lesser calibre athletes behave or are often required to perform in ways that are incompatible with what is going to be described in this topic. What is described should be studied by both athletes and coaches so that behavior expectations will set the stage for an excellent performance. The central effect of champions' preparation is the reduction of uncertainty. Doubts, worries, and unknown occurrences are minimized or eradicated because of the extent of the planning and the preparatory detail. The first feature is to be prepared to put more intensity into competing than into training. This factor recognizes the distinctive features of competitions, which unlock experiences and capacities in champions that do not exist at practice. This factor only exists in competitive settings and is often called competitive lift. It provides an energizing capacity that fuels performance levels that rarely, if ever, are displayed at practices. Some athletes are noted good trainers and often achieve best performances at practice, only to follow them in competitions with a worst performance. That type of athlete will be very frustrated unless the situation is changed. The elements of this topic will suggest actions that will assist great trainers to extend their training efforts to higher levels in competitions. This factor implies for an athlete that you should be aware that the energizing effects of a competitive atmosphere can be used to your advantage. The extra excitement and inducements to perform well should be exploited to enhance your performance. At competitions, look for the competitive lift to propel you to levels of performance that are higher than you are able to exhibit at practice. The second factor is plan your preparation and competition in detail. An overwhelming majority of champions keep a journal of their sport participation. In that journal, there usually are assessments of progress, programs of training completed, and personal discourses about ongoing progress. That information is used to evaluate current training regimens and plans for future participation. This results in detailed plans of what has to be done to prepare for and perform in a competition. The extent of planning by champions is all-encompassing and is a feature that separates them from lesser performers. It often spans and involves all activities from the moment of waking on the competition day up to the conclusion of the contest. Champions also have an expected outcome for every planned behavior and do not do anything without a purpose. That restriction means everything on the competition day will be done according to some reasoned rationale. Outcome-driven behaviors maintain a singular purpose, which usually stifles unnecessary activities. So for an athlete, this means that you should be prepared to plan in detail what you will do prior to and during a contest. Planning should encompass all the events of the competition day. At the end of this topic, we'll look at some examples of the type of planning done by champions and to see the detail and the structure and, in particular, the outcomes that drive the activities for the total pre-competitive situation. This completes part 1 of topic 7.